This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri and Illinois are typically afterthoughts in presidential primary campaigns, but thanks to competitive races on both sides of the political fence, the two states are getting a lot more attention. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum and Joe Manis break down how Tuesday's contest could help choose a president.
You would have to be living under a rock not to notice the recent uptick in political speechifying.
We need the best educated workforce in the world.
He will protect our constitutional liberties.
And no matter how many walls you build around America, they can't wall out the social media.
We will have so much winning if I get elected that you may get bored with winning.
The reason for all that chatter is simple. Missouri and Illinois are holding presidential primaries on Tuesday. And that means presidential hopefuls and their famous surrogates are barnstorming across both states.
Although Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are the frontrunners, no candidate in either party has things locked up. Rivals Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders are breathing down their necks. So this Tuesday's primaries in five key states are expected to be crucial in determining if Trump or Clinton are unstoppable or beatable.
In Missouri, there's 84 Democratic delegates and 52 Republican delegates up for grabs. Most will be at stake on Tuesday. In Illinois, the prize is even larger, 182 Democratic delegates and 69 Republican ones.
Although a few of the delegates are big shots who can back who they want, most will be allocated by Tuesday's election results. In both states, for both parties, the delegates generally will be awarded under complicated proportional formulas. A key exception is the Missouri GOP primary, where one candidate could snag all the delegates if he gets just over 50% of the statewide vote.
Sorry if this is sounding a little like a sporting event, but here's the current picture. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are still battling it out for the Democratic nomination. Sanders is coming off an upset win in Michigan, and he's hoping that younger voters like Michael Lennox of Carbondale keep his momentum going. Lennox is especially attracted to Sanders' push for tuition-free college.
Because it is so important to the students to be able to have an education, Sanders will win this state.
Clinton contends she's the one with practical experience to get things done, while her husband, Bill Clinton, calls her the nation's best hope for bolstering the economy. Speaking at a rally last week, St. Louis Comptroller Darlene Green said Clinton understands the stakes.
We need Hillary to protect the working people, to protect our jobs, to protect our voting rights.
But even though the Democratic race is quite spirited, it pales in comparison to the GOP presidential scramble. Four Republican contenders, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich, have different strategies to capture the two states' delegates.
Kasich is trying to appeal to more moderate Republicans, a big voting bloc in Illinois. And Rubio's campaign has endorsements from scores of Republican officials, like Missouri Congressman Jason Smith.
I think the best candidate for the entire party to be successful and to grow the majority in the Senate is Marco Rubio.
Still, with Rubio's campaign faltering, GOP voters like Millstadt resident Brooke Clase are increasingly looking to Cruz as a viable alternative to Trump.
I've watched every single debate, and I've watched him speak and campaign, and I really like what I see, especially with him backing the Constitution.
But even though Trump is getting savaged by his critics and negative TV ads, he still leads most national polls. And Republicans like Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder are getting used to the idea of Trump as the GOP's presidential standard bearer.
It's like nothing we've ever seen in American politics. And so we're on uncharted seas, but I think it looks very promising.
Missouri and Illinois are just two of the deciding factors.
Big states like Ohio, North Carolina, and Florida also are holding presidential primaries tomorrow, so we should soon have a much clearer sense of who will be their party's nominee in November. I'm Joe Manis.
And I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.